Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Stolen Mackenzie Bride by Jennifer Ashley, narrated by Angela Daw. Chapter 1. Edinburgh, 1745.
What sweet morsel is that?
Mal Mackenzie, youngest of five brothers, called at various times in his life Young Malcolm, the Devil Mackenzie, and Would You Get Out of It, You Pain in My Arse, the last mostly by his father and oldest brother, voiced the words as the tedious gathering suddenly grew more interesting. The morsel was a young woman. What else would it be with Mal?
Oh, aye,
his brother Alec muttered as he leaned against the wall in a foul temper.
Of course you'd notice the prettiest lass in the room, the most untouchable as well.
The lady in question glided through the drawing room on the arm of a man who must be her father. She wore a gown of rich material, much like those of the other young women here, but she stood out among them like a fiery bloom among weeds. They were paraded, these ladies, laced into bodices and tight stomachers that showed a soft enticement of bosom, skirts swaying as they moved. They walked with eyes downcast to indicate what demure creatures they were, suitable wives for the bachelors, young and old, who'd come to view them. Malcolm's lady, in contrast, had her head up, smiling at all, though the smile was somewhat strained. Her thoughts were elsewhere. She had red-gold hair that caught the candlelight as she passed beneath the chandeliers. Mal couldn't see the colour of her eyes from where he stood, but he was certain they'd be clearest blue. Or green. Or grey. She noted Malcolm staring at her and paused for the briefest.